We are in Simen Yudalet and Hilchas Tzitzis. Sifim Aleph and Beis we've done. We're up to Sif Gimel in Aleph and Beis. We learned the halachas of a non-Jew tying the tzitzis or someone tying the tzitzis without kavana. Now we have a totally different halacha, and that is borrowing someone else's talis, whether or not you can make a bracha on that. Therefore, the Mechaber says, Hashoel Mechaveru talis she'ena mitzuyetzes poter melahatel batzitzis kol lamed yom. If you borrow an actual talis that has tzitzis on it, that does not have tzitzis on it, you're borrowing a talis, a beged, without tzitzis, a four-corn garment without tzitzis, for less than 30 days. The halach is you are potter from putting tzitzis on it, dichsiv kesuscho. The pasuk says, on your garments, velo shalacher. Whereas after 30 days, it's still barred. It's not yours. Why should that be any different? Midrabanan, it would be chayiv in tzitzis, because it looks like it's yours. So, borrowing a beged that is not yours would not require you to put tzitzis on it, even though it's four-cornered, and you're wearing it. It would not be a problem, because it's not yours, unless you've been borrowed it already for more than 30 days, because then it looks like your beged. What happens if you borrow such a beged and you put tzitzis on it? Can you make a bracha on it? The Mishnah Berurah says you can make a bracha. It's no different than a woman making a bracha over a mitzvah saseisha as man grama. Mishnah Berurah holds that a talis she'ula, although you're not chayiv in tzitzis, you're allowed to put tzitzis on them, and you can actually make a bracha on them. Now we go further. The Ramah says, what happens if you borrow someone's garment for 30 days, you return it, say, after 29. You borrow it for 29 days, return it, and then borrow it again. Return it, borrow it again. Which means sum total, you've had it for a lot more than 30 days, but it was never 30 days in a row. You always stopped just before the 30 mark. He says that that is all right, and it is potter even midrabanan. Whereas, says the Mechaber, sha'ala kashi mitzuyetzes, someone else's talis, the talis he davens in, a talis with tzitzis, you borrow that, the halach is mevorach aleha miyad, it's chayiv in tzitzis, and you make a brach on it right away. Why is that? Why is that not sha'ula? The answer is, it's understood that when you borrow a talis that has tzitzis on it, that you're borrowing it for the sake of the mitzvah. Therefore, we assume that what the person has in mind when he allows you to borrow it is that it should become yours for the fulfillment of the mitzvah. You are actually kone it. Except that he didn't mean a simple kinyan. He meant a kinyan almanas lahaksir. A kinyan whereby you will return it to him when you're done. In other words, it's not that you're borrowing his talis and you're not going to be using it for the rest of your life. For some reason, you don't have access to a talis right now. You would like to borrow his. He lends it to you, even though unspoken, it's understood to be a matona amanas lahatsir. He's allowing you to actually acquire it. It's becoming yours, but the condition is that you do return it to him. Now, the Mishnah Berurah nevertheless says that you're better off saying so. When you're borrowing someone else's talis, you should tell him, I would like a matan amanas lahatsir, or if the borrower doesn't know as much, then the lender should say, I am lending this to you, but no, I'm not lending it to you. I'm giving it to you, but matan amanas lahatsir. It is yours with the stipulation that you do return it to me. Now the halach is if you don't return it, then you weren't yotze the mitzvah. So if something happens to it and you couldn't return it, then you were lemafreya, retroactively at the time you put it on, your bracha was a bracha of atala. Because you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Now the Mishnah Berurah here goes into the issue of borrowing someone else's talis for the sake of an aliyah. You're getting called up to the Torah, you're borrowing someone else's talis. His kavana there is not for you to fulfill the mitzvah. His kavana there is kavarat tzibur. It is understood that when someone who's not wearing a talis gets an aliyah, he'll borrow someone else's in order that for Kavanat Tzibur, he'd be wearing a talis when he gets the aliyah, when he fulfills the mitzvah, when he's a Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, we would say that the person doesn't necessarily have in mind Matan Amanas Lahatsir unless you explicitly said so. Whereas, what if this is not someone else's talis? You're putting on your own talis for an aliyah l'Torah. You're putting on your own talis, say for some kind of kibbut at a bris, where the minhag is to wear a talis. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you make a bracha. Furthermore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if this is the congregation's talis, it is the talis shel kohal, and you're a member of this congregation, then you too are an owner in it. And therefore, if, say, a bachur, or someone who's just currently not wearing a talis, borrows the shul's talis in order to get an aliyah, to wear it to get an aliyah. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he should make a bracha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you are supposed to make a bracha on it. It is considered yours. It is considered yours. So that if you borrow a talis from somebody else for the sake of the mitzvah, it's understood to be a matana manas lahachzir. If it is not for the sake of the mitzvah, but if it's only for kavadat tzibur, there we would not be able to make a bracha on it. Your own talis that you're putting on for kavadat tzibur, you would make a bracha on it. You are fulfilling the mitzvah, and therefore it deserves a bracha.